This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
We're going to be introducing Lucy McCartney, who is the Regional Director of the Athena Networking Group. And hopefully you're going to be telling us about this lovely group. And you're also an experienced resources consultant and coach.
That's right.
Which is fantastic because that'll work really well with Athena. But we'd really like to find out a little bit more about the new group that you're opening in Woking. Please.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Yes, so... As Regional Director for the Athena Network, I'm opening a new group in Woking, so I'll be looking after the Woking and Guildford region. Athena, fundamentally, is a networking group that's been derived to help women grow stronger, more profitable businesses, and create career opportunities and success. So originally launched in 2005... the Athena Network is the leading international networking, training and development business club for female entrepreneurs.
Mm. And it's women only, isn't it?
It's women only, yeah.
And, I mean, these networking groups are fantastic. And I do know a little bit about Athena. But what I do like about Athena is that you can only have one, is it one particular business in each group so that...
Yeah, absolutely. So each group is, there's an exclusivity around your profession in each group.
Yeah.
That's right, one profession per group.
Oh, fantastic. And how did you actually find out about doing it? So, because it's a great opportunity, isn't it? A great opportunity for you and to bring other
absolutely,
women.
Absolutely, yeah. So as an HR consultant, I've been working as an independent HR consultant for around 10 years. So from owning and running a franchise in that field to working now independently, networking has been an important part of building my business. This is something that I found has been crucial in order to grow clients and just create connections and you know, build your profile in whichever field you're in. That led me to becoming part of Athena just really wanted to be involved in supporting and helping other women, businesses they're trying to grow, and inspiring them to overcome challenges, achieve their goals, and really just create wonderful businesses in their field.
Yes, because to some people it seems a strange thing to do to just have a women's only group, but actually knowing about it myself, I mean, I'm sure you'll appreciate this, Alison, that actually women together can do, and men too, we don't want to be exclusive, but actually women together do some amazing things and support each other in a unique way, I think, compared to a mixed group,
sure.
I would think. Or both good, but both
absolutely
offer.
Yeah, and it's more about just the support we're able to give to each other as women, as opposed to excluding men. That's not what it's about. It's just supporting each other as women.
Fantastic.
In the business world,
especially as it's International Women's Day, isn't it, on Thursday?
Yes, it is.
This is a great time to have you on the
so
show.
So what actually happens at the meetings? Is it just sort of discussion, or do you have a chance for people to put forward problems they've got and other people say, oh yes, I've had that one, let's talk about it, or what happens?
Yeah, so, ultimately, there is an agenda during the meeting. There's an opportunity to openly network. There is a formal structure to the meeting also, so whereby we allow everybody to have 60 seconds to promote their business, discuss what they want to discuss in their business entity. We then move on to normally some training, so business development training, and we give members an opportunity to do a 10-minute presentation around their field as well. That's quite the standard sort of format. The wider piece with Athena is around the kind of the networking you're able to do amongst the entire group, which is, I think, at the moment around 130 groups. So you're able to tap into those connections in different ways. There's also quite a lot of business development training, so networking masterclasses and core skills that maybe you might need in your day-to-day, you know, business world. So,
and would it be a woman that would come in and talk about those as well?
Yeah, so typically it would be either one of the members who we're able to support through doing that, or say the leaders or somebody in that role, and we share that responsibility. So I think a good way of learning is delivering the piece. Sometimes is a good way to learn those skills.
And so also you say there's only one from each sort of profession. So what happens if there's a lot of people who are, say, accountants or whatever? Do they feel a resentment that they can't actually be part of the group?
No, I think there are enough groups in lots of other areas for there to be somewhere for them to go. People actually quite like the idea that in the room that you have the exclusivity around your profession. Mm. So when it comes to being the expert in your field and being the individual that people are referring business to, it kind of gives you that standing profile.
I suppose if you had lots of the same profession, there might be a bit of competitiveness and, well, I don't do that, I do this in a different way then.
It's one of those elements of being a member that kind of gives you that, you know, exclusivity and part of one of the benefits of being a member.
So if you're in a particular group, you can visit other groups, can you?
Yeah.
As long as they're not, they don't have the same
in the group.
Yeah. And anywhere in the country, I assume.
That's
you
right,
could,
yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Great.
Do you sort of hold social events as well? Do people almost become like friends, or is it mainly
absolutely.
Just business?
No, absolutely. And it's a wonderful part of it. And going to, you know, a number of the meetings that I've been to, it's evident that people have become really good friends, actually, and support each other in lots of different ways, not just in the business entity.
So how long have they actually been running for?
Since 2005.
Right.
So that's the network as a whole, and they've gradually, obviously over that time, grown to 130 groups across the country.
And are there the same number in each part of the country, or the nearer to London you get where lots of businesses
There's quite a good spread of groups.
Because you're now a regional director, aren't you? So which is the region you cover?
So my region is Woking and Guildford. It's the GU territories around those main towns around Woking and Guildford, essentially, is my territory that I look after. So
how many of groups are there around Guildford and Woking?
So the Athena groups, none yet. So in time, I will be launching future groups. So there will be Guildford, potentially Godalming, and a number of others. So I look to have between 4 to 6 groups within my territory over the coming sort of 18 months.
And of course these groups, they meet up, is it once a month?
Once a month.
So that's good, isn't it? Quite manageable, actually, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I can see here you get a lunch as well.
You get a lunch.
Lovely ladies at lunch.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so that's and it's lovely because I think when you have a networking meeting and you have lunch, you do have time to relax. Mm. And I think that's when open conversations happen. And
absolutely, yeah.
And have you enjoyed the process so far then?
I'm very excited about next week. So obviously launching my first group, which is going to be really, really fun, really exciting. We've got a good number of ladies booked on to that already. We should have, at least 30 plus ladies in attendance there. So it should be a good afternoon, actually.
And that's next
Wednesday, the 14th of March.
And what time is it?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Are there any spaces? Or?
There are spaces, yep. So simply email, contact me directly, and I can book you into that.
So how do you decide what sort of roles you want in the group? What sort of jobs people have to do to get to be a member?
It's a very open process. I think what works is to have a good spread. So you've got kind of your business sectors, your well-being sectors. You know, there are different groups of people, but I think if you have a balanced spread across, ultimately, it works. It works best, so that everyone's able to offer something different to the room.
So I suppose at one time there were certain jobs that women never would do, as was a man's job. You know, if you said one job, it must be a man. You know, I mean, I found that a little bit doing a technical job that people, when I walked in to do that, thought, oh, you know, the woman usually brings the tea, and you know, what are you doing? You know, controlling a desk. Whereas now, are all the jobs the same? I mean, women and men, or are you still short of some roles
No, I'd say absolutely. There is definitely, you know, we have the full spread way or another in the network. And it's kind of, I guess, how you manage, you know, kind of building your individual groups is around just looking at that full spread and, you know, trying to make sure that there's a coverage, essentially. So, you know, business coaches, lawyers, accountants, through to graphic designers, well-being of all kind, all sorts of well-being roles. So
I know there's one lady in one of the Athena groups in the south, and she's a painter and decorator.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And that's, you know, that it's fantastic. And I think people don't actually realise that they can actually belong to a group like that, whatever their profession.
Absolutely.
And I think it's hugely valuable. It's brilliant.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Is it an international thing, the Athena Network?
It is, yeah. Yeah, there is presence internationally. I believe that recently there was a Singapore... there's been a Singapore region set up. So, yeah, they are growing.
And that's a good place to have it.
Yeah.
A lot of expats out there.
And do you ever look to see what they do that's different to us, or is everything reasonably the same?
It's reasonably the same in terms of the format. What seems to work is the model and the format. So it's reasonably the same, I'd say, yeah.
Mm. So how many have you belonged to just as a member rather than setting up? Have you been a member of one?
Oh, gosh. Numbers. As I say, there's 130 groups. So when you're looking at, you know, kind of averagely 20, 25 to a group, so those sorts of numbers we're talking about. So there's quite a lot.
And is it always done face-to-face, or can you actually go online and put your questions and chat to people online?
Yeah, so there's a Facebook group that's been set up for all members, which is, you know, works very well. It's very popular. It allows everybody to have conversations, ask questions, take advice, sell products, whatever they might want to do.
So is that a place where everybody from Athena in the UK can come together?
Yes.
It's an
online forum, I guess, and a platform to discuss various things.
Very useful.
It is useful, actually, isn't it? Yeah. And what happens if you're the sort of person that's not available during the day to come along? Because some people have other things that they're committed to during the day, aren't they? So they couldn't make a lunchtime meeting. Do you ever have evening ones?
At the moment, it's simply lunch. That's the model. I think, you know, in terms of becoming a member, there is a commitment around that's requested of the ladies around, you know, kind of making sure you... There's 10 meetings a year, so once a month. There's 10 meetings. 2 months of the year, there aren't meetings. So there's a minimum of eight attendances that's required. So if you can't make a meeting, what we ask is that you offer somebody to hot seat. So someone can go to the meeting for you in your place and talk about their business as well as kind of talk about yours. So
And they don't have to be a member, the hot seaters?
They don't have to be a member, no.
That's good.
So they get an opportunity to network. So there's ways of, you know, if you absolutely can't make it, no problem. There are ways of, you know, kind of managing that in terms of your membership.
And when you're deciding to take them into the group, do you see them first and interview them? Or do they just turn up on the night and you just hope that they're going to be the sort of people you want?
There is an application process. So, you know, part of kind of what I will do and my committee team, if you like, that I will develop will be around, you know, looking at the applications, looking at who's suitable, who's not, taking that, you know, taking a view. But it is, you know, the networking piece, coming to the meeting, the launch, or just visiting a meeting is really important. Then it allows us to get to know you and find out, you know, kind of a bit about you and what your motivations are, really, around it. So
I suppose, really, ideally, all of these networking groups, they only ever work if people contribute and want to take part.
Yeah.
And I think if, you know, some people sit on the edge and don't take part, then they'll only get out what they put in.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you can pick that up quite early on, it's useful, isn't it, to who you have in your group, but without being too selective. But it's got to work, hasn't it?
Really?
It's got to work,
I mean, is there ever a time when you might say to someone, actually, I don't think you're really suitable for this group or not?
That does happen, yes.
That must be quite difficult, actually, isn't it? To be sort of constructive without being sort of upsetting.
Absolutely, yeah. It does happen. And as I say, I think there's an element of commitment you're asking. It's commitment to the room, to the group, to the other women there, that we can all support each other, and that's the point.
Yes.
And if you're not prepared to offer the sort of support that others are, then, you know, that's the decision, really. So,
can you ever see a time when there'll be a men's networking group, or are they not the same sort of people as we are?
that's a tricky one.
That's a no, then, isn't it?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, they always have been. men's dominated network groups, but they seem to be allowed so much these days. But there are mixed networking groups where there are dominated by men.
Yeah,
they do have a different feel to them, because I have been to them. But
I think and having the women's only piece is around. It's an option, and it's not for everybody. It's absolutely not for everybody, but it's an option, and it's whether that's something on or not that you want to.
Yeah.
To do so.
In my experience, I find that the women's only is absolutely fantastic, and then a balance with a mix as well. And I think the two networking groups separately, they do work really well, because you get a lot from a women's only group. I mean, women, you know, and men are fantastic, but if we're talking about us, which we are today selfishly, then I think Athena is a great concept.
And So can you tell us about it again, Lucy, when it is, at what time? What people have to do? Do they have to book their place in advance?
They do, yes.
And how would they do that?
Yeah, so it's at the HUL Centre in Woking next Wednesday, the 14th of March, 12 o'clock start till 2. So it is the full 2 hours at the very least. There will be some time a little bit before and after for networking as well, in addition to the allocated time. To book on, contact me directly, I would suggest, on lucy.mccartney@theathenanetwork.com, and I can ensure you have a place.
And do you have a phone number or something, or would you rather not give that out?
No, that's fine. Yeah, so it's 077-2505-4646.
Okay. And a question that often people ask, is there anywhere to park around there?
So, yes, I have managed to secure free parking for that event. So that's the Victoria Way car park just across the bridge link.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, well done. And I'm sure it'll be an asset to so many people. And I'm sure lots of people at home are going, wow, I'm going to be in touch there and go along and promote what I do. So thank you very much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you for having
and
me.
And telling us about it.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.